You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Love that groovy intro. It's Nick Westergaard joining us here
morning
today.
Morning jazz.
Good morning. How you doing, man? Some morning jazz.
We're just going to switch formats up on everybody. We're just going to switch from
KXIC,
news.
Your
morning jazz.
Jazz. How's it going, man?
It is going well. You?
I'm good. You're talking about Instagram today, right?
I am. Everybody's talking about Instagram. That's because you may have seen on your Instagram feed ads for a few select brands, usually higher-end brands like Banana Republic, maybe sneaking into your Instagram feed over the past year. And everybody's wondering, you know, when's this going to get rolled out en masse? And before, you had to, if you wanted to place an ad on Instagram, you had to contact a sales rep at Instagram and pay a pretty hefty fee for that. But now, they announced yesterday that they've opened up their API and they'll be partnering with third-party platforms to allow access to the advertising tools on the platform. So like you can with Facebook sponsored posts, promoted tweets on Twitter, you'll be able to log in, create an account as an advertiser, and because Instagram is owned by Facebook, you'll have access to all of those demographics that are aligned with Facebook profiles as well for targeting and so forth.
Okay, well, that's some significant news. If people have been wanting to advertise on Instagram and haven't been able to, it looks like you'll be able to moving forward here.
Yeah, and they're targeting $595 million in advertising by the year end of the year, and up to $1 billion by 2017.
Wow.
Which would have them surpassing Google and Twitter in terms of online display ads.
Well, there we go. Back to monetizing again, right? It's great to have all of these social media outlets and all these followers and likes and all that good stuff. But if you can't get the advertisers, if you can't sell it, what do you have, right? So
Absolutely. That's
one of the things that I know in radio, that's one of the things we're shifting to the iHeartMedia app. If you listen to this station, you've likely heard about that. And a lot more people today, certainly compared to even last year, are listening to this very show right now on their phone, on their tablet, on their computer. And one of the cool things for me is that I'll get messages from Australia or from Florida in particular. A lot of people who lived in Iowa City, snowbirds that maybe want the local news, and they enjoy the fact that they can sit and listen to the show. I have family and friends in Illinois. They listen to the morning show, and it's cool that you can do that. And it's one of those things that comes with technology. But with that, iHeartMedia needs to find a way to monetize and to sell the ads so people listening to this show are, you know, hearing messages from corporate sponsors and, of course, local sponsors as well. So it's all a shift and a change. It looks like Instagram's changing some of the ways they do things to allow for advertisers. Smart move on their part to try and
Absolutely.
Make some more money, right? Anything else you want to mention today?
If you use Hootsuite to manage your brand's social media presence, also related to Instagram, they announced that you'll now be able to manage your Instagram photos, interactions, measure your campaigns through Hootsuite as well. A lot of small businesses I know out there are using this tool, so you'll be able to add Instagram to your suite of social networks that you're managing via Hootsuite.
All right, great news there, and we appreciate those updates as always. It's always fun to find out what's happening in the world of social media with Nick Westergaard. He's with Brand Driven Digital. You can follow him at Nick Westergaard. Follow me at Jay Capron on Twitter. Of course, on Facebook, you want to follow Brand Driven Digital and KXIC. We'd love to see you out there, and stay tuned for that Forum. It's coming up here. Time's flying. It's going to be in the fall. It's October, right?
October 15th and 16th. Yes, sir.
I imagine you could probably still get tickets for that.
You can. Socialbrandforum.com.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. That's Nick Westergaard. Coming up, a snapshot of the stories we've been talking about. We'll squeeze in a community calendar as well, plus Susan Mims from the Iowa City City Council. And
this podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.